Hey, this is Miss Delia. Let's talk about something fun. Figging. Figging anal play. It's ginger, not figs. So why the hell do they call it figging? You're using ginger, not figs, so shouldn't it be gingering? So anyway, you butt sluts knew I had to look it up, right? It comes from horse racing, and trainers, I guess, used to fig them in order to get them to run faster. Apparently, figging was just generic slang for anything that would improve performance. Who knew? Well, now you all do. So for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, figging is taking a skinned ginger root and putting it inside your ass. Why? Well, after 2 minutes, it gets fun. It starts to tingle and burn, and it gets increasingly uncomfortable. Just one more fun torment from your anal play mistress. Many people will say, go fuck yourself, but I'm going to tell you how to fig yourself. First, you need to get a hand of ginger. Find a piece of the root that's about the size and shape of a butt plug, one you could comfortably insert without lube because lube defeats the purpose. Carve and shave it down, removing all the skin and exposing the raw ginger root. Then bend over and slide it up your ass. At first, it'll feel like just a normal butt plug, but within a minute-ish, it will get warm, then it will begin to burn and tingle. If it gets to be too much, you can take it out, and the discomfort will fade rapidly. One other thing, when you carve it, make sure you leave a flange, like you would have on a butt plug. You don't want it being completely sucked up inside your hungry slut hole, right? I have some real-life figging experience. And over on my BegForMistress.com blog, I wrote about a spanking ritual Jack and I have every Friday night. There's a website that randomly picks a spanking session, and it has some extra punishments that are random as well. One of these is figging. When it comes up, I have Jack carve out his own implement of destruction and slowly insert it inside of himself before the spanking begins. It works great because as I spank him, he clenches his ass. And that just makes it even hotter and more uncomfortable. He's figged until his spanking is over. And then I usually step into my strap-on harness and make him my slutty little bitch. Good times. This is Miss Delia. You can talk to me about figging or other anal play and fun by calling 800-601-6975. Also, subscribe to my anal play blog, www.analtrainingphonesex.com.